We have someone on the line that has turned what he loves into a job, and he is no stranger to YouTube and those spaces. We are chatting to, well, YouTube and the gaming space, rather. We're chatting to Grant Hines. Hello, Grant.
Hello, Grant. How's it going?
Hi, Grant. Good, thanks. And how are you?
I'm good. Well, I'm great. So, you know, I'm pumped.
Pardon?
I'm at Rage.
Oh, you're at Rage at the moment.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much for taking this call and chatting to us about Rage. We do have a couple of questions that we want to chat to you about, but we're going to get Rage out of the way. Well, not really, but first and foremost, who is Grant? Because I know we know who you are. A lot of people don't. I know you because you are the guy with the pink hair and, you know, the guy with the pink hair and the biggest gamer that we know of. As well as a YouTuber. But who is Grant for someone that doesn't know?
Well, I'm a YouTuber and live streamer. So I live stream on Twitch and YouTube. I play games actually for a large portion of my job, which is really cool. So I get to like play games and enjoy just being with the community online and having a good time. It's kind of like interactive entertainment. It's radio, but we get to incorporate other things at the same time, which is really exciting. And then on my YouTube channel, we do a lot of like lifestyle stuff. And that's kind of what I try and focus on, is just make content about what I'm passionate about. I'm very excitable, okay? So it's hard to hold me down.
Lovely.
Those are the platforms I can completely let loose on.
Yeah, I love that. So, for instance, for someone that doesn't know what Rage is and has never, ever heard of it, what is it?
Well, Rage is the biggest gaming exclusive expo in the country. It's also one of it's the longest running one. In fact, I would say it's the biggest one in the continent of Africa. Wow. That might have changed recently, but it is basically, it's in Joburg. If you're passionate about games, there's stands everywhere that focus deep on gaming, mobile gaming. There's a PUBG stand, there's computer hardware stands, there's incredible specials and different like products. Like if you're a gamer, it's nice just to like mosey around and all of a sudden you see, especially on a Sunday. It's good to come on a Sunday when people are dropping. That's a pro tip right there.
Yeah.
People are just like going there. So it's a lot of fun to just get involved with esports and the community. And if you love gaming and the gaming friends that you might have, it's a great meeting place. There's also a LAN section of Rage. So LANing is short for Local Area Network. And it means that everybody that's playing games together, they stay the whole weekend and they bring their computers and consoles and they plug them together onto their network. And they get to play games next to each other, sleep next to their PC, just basically have like a big sleepover and play computer games with their friends.
Love that. So we do know that the Vodacom Rage is doing it for charity this weekend. Tell us all about that.
I'm actually not 100% certain about that. I don't know if I can talk about it.
Okay. Okay, awesome. Cool. So why should people not miss out on Rage this weekend?
Well, look, if you are fascinated by nerd culture, or if you've got kids and if you've got friends that are into video games and you just want to like really experience some games that haven't potentially been released yet, or play some games that you've been dying to get your hands on, this is where it is. There's like good food, there's crazy stalls. I'm going to be playing one of the stands. I'm going to be playing against people, mm-hmm. and you guys can win prizes if you can beat me at the game.
Wow.
Yeah, tomorrow we've got some celebrities coming through. I can't say which.
Oh, why not? Why can't you say which celebrities are coming through?
I can say that they're extremely big musicians, and I don't know why they're not rocking the tape. That's why I was like, what?
Yeah.
Hip hop and music pull through. There's a lot of really exciting stuff. Yeah. If you're into gaming, this is literally the heart of gaming in South Africa.
I love that. So we all know that the FIFA 20 dropped yesterday. And I'm pretty sure you've already played the game. Yes, no, maybe?
I haven't. It's because I've been here the whole time. How crazy is that?
Yeah.
When I get back home, I'm going to be playing it, of course.
Okay.
But I think actually there might be a stand somewhere, I'm pretty certain, where FIFA 22 is being played, and you can get your hands on it and play for yourself as well. So if you just want to see what it feels like and what it's like, you can get to Rage and try it, which is great, before you think about buying it.
Lovely. So how's the atmosphere there this morning for people that are making their way to Rage?
It's always electric. There's queues outside the front door. But Saturday is one of the most exciting days because it's usually jam-packed. The tickets are fully booked generally. So try pull through if you can. Just find out. Just go do some Googling. And it's just, this is where all of the different stands put out. Like, they just make sure that everything is as entertaining and as exciting as possible. Because it's a big day, right? It's a lot of people that come from work and go like, yeah, I want to spend some time with some of my gaming mates that come through here. I want to try some stuff to see what they do for the afternoon. And of course, it's extremely central. So, you know, a lot of people pull through.
That's amazing. Grant, hopefully we can get invited to your YouTube channel and you can talk to me since I've spoken to you on air.
Play some games. Tell me what games you play.
Yes, yeah, so before I let you go, what are the two biggest games this year, 2019?
Well, for the last 2 years, I'd say Fortnite has been pretty much the biggest game, which has been wild. Overwatch has seen a huge resurgence. Overwatch is one of Blizzard's games. It's a super exciting title. And of course, Call of Duty, which comes out next month, is going to be massive.
Yeah.
They've kind of gone back to their roots. There's local support, which is great, like with servers. So people are going to be doing that. And a lot of gamers from different types of games are moving over to that one game. And the big part about all these gamers playing one game is that we all get like full service, full lobbies, and South Africans playing, which is super exciting.
That's amazing. Awesome. Thank you so much for hanging out and chatting with us, Grant. Have yourself
an
absolutely amazing day at Rage. We might be coming through. And if we do, should we just look for a guy with the pink hair and come
yellow
in for
hair.
Free?
I think you've got yellow hair now, right, Grant?
You can do that. Just shout. Just be like, yeah, I'm with him.
Okay, awesome. You know, it's so great to know people in high places. Thank you so much, Grant. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, you too, guys. Cheers.
Awesome.
Thank you so
bye.
Much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.